MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 28, 2025. State leaders are pushing back on Trump. A Salem bicyclist is in critical condition after being struck by an SUV in Newburyport. Mix of clouds and sun today, high in the mid-70s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:57 p.m. On Tuesday, Governor Maura Healey, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Senator Ed Markey joined together in Revere to fight back against Donald Trump and congressional Republicans' devastating bill to cut $1.75 billion from the Massachusetts healthcare system. The reconciliation bill passed by the U.S. House on Thursday would take away coverage from 250,000 Massachusetts families, seniors, veterans, and others with disabilities. This is Revere Mayor Patrick Keefe.
Today, we stand here together against Medicaid cuts that will harm families of Revere. And as Revere's mayor, I'm proud to welcome such a strong group of leaders, and I'm proud to play my part on Team Massachusetts. I, along with our entire delegation, share grave concern over the big, beautiful tax bill. It's far from beautiful. It's a pay now and pay more later scenario. We will feel these impacts of the careless actions for years because, make no mistake, reduced access to health care, healthy foods, and preventative care affects all of us. We will not only pay in dollars, but we will be overburdened with emergency rooms, lack of proper care, and increased underlying health conditions that may go unrecognized until it's far too late. On the last Saturday of every month, the line wraps around the Cambridge Health Alliance with hundreds of families who participate in one of Revere's four food security programs. These vital services impact around 1,500 families each month. Residents of Revere and surrounding communities rely on programs like SNAP and EBT to make ends meet. These are the working class people that clean our schools, work in the grocery stores, cook at our local restaurants, and may even provide daycare for our children. These are our neighbors, our children, our seniors, and our veterans. This is not a red or blue issue. This is a human decency issue that affects families from Revere to Louisiana.
That's Revere Mayor Patrick Keefe. Senator Warren spoke of the consequences of the Trump BBB that will befall Massachusetts.
Last week, the House of Representatives passed Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill. This would be the greatest transfer of wealth from just one piece of legislation from the poorest Americans to the richest Americans ever before in U.S. history. Think about that. These guys are actually out there making history by taking away from hardworking families, from people down on their luck, from seniors, from little babies, so that a handful of billionaires and corporate CEOs can get more giveaways from the government. That is the Republican plan. Billionaires win, everyone else loses. Now, the details are gruesome on this bill. This bill would cut Medicaid, gut the Affordable Care Act, and slash food assistance. If it passes the Senate, this bill will rip healthcare away from 14 million people, over a quarter of a million right here in Massachusetts, all to pay for handouts to billionaires. This Republican bill will raise costs for working families, from groceries to healthcare to utility bills, while making the richest Americans even richer. Here in Massachusetts, the consequences will be severe. In our state, Medicaid is known as MassHealth, and it covers almost 2 million people. If this bill passes, every one of them will be at risk of losing their health coverage. That is one-third of all newborn babies and their mamas right here in Massachusetts at risk for losing their health care.
United States Senator Elizabeth Warren. Jim Sullivan reports in the Newburyport Daily News A Salem bicyclist was in critical but stable condition Tuesday after being struck on High Street in Newburyport a day earlier by a woman driving a Chevy Trailblazer, according to local police. The unidentified 51-year-old man was hit in front of the Senior Community Center about 8:50 a.m. Monday and flown by medical helicopter to Boston's Massachusetts General Hospital. Another cyclist he was riding with was treated for minor injuries at Anna Jakes Hospital and then released. Newburyport Police Lieutenant Gregory Whitney said the 81-year-old Salisbury woman driving the sport utility vehicle stayed at the scene and has been cooperating with investigators. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News, the city of Peabody will create a new mental health center at the Higgins Middle School that will open in September, according to Mayor Ted Betancourt. The center will be operated under the city's Health and Social Services Division in partnership with the school district and a community health provider that the city will choose in the coming months. The center will be staffed by two full-time counselors or therapists who will also be hired ahead of the first day of school. Costs associated with those salaries and running the center will be mostly covered by state grant funding and money from the city's settlement with major pharmaceutical companies for their role in the opioid crisis. Gloucester Times reporter Stephen Hagen writes news of the signing of a purchase and sale agreement for the planned Manchester by the Sea Senior Center has been music to the ears of many seniors in town. The agreement signed last month signals movement in the planned creation of a new senior center. The Town Council on Aging used to hold its programming in the Manchester Community Center until the nonprofit that ran it lost its lease in late 2023. In the meantime, some seniors have been meeting from 10 a.m. to noon Mondays for coffee at the First Parish Church, Community Hall, 10 Central Street. The road to a new center began last year when annual town meeting voted to portion of the Mason's 26,045-square-foot building at 10 Church Street. The town expects to close on the property by the end of June, according to town administrator Greg Fetterspiel. And itemlive.com reports that in Nahant, Johnson School principal Kevin Andrews has chosen to seek a new position in the field of education and will not be returning for the 25-26 school year. Superintendent of Schools Rob Lebo made the announcement on Tuesday afternoon. Andrews has served the school for 9 years. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the Beverly High School girls tennis team opened up the playoffs yesterday with a 4-1 upset win over Braintree. All three singles players posted wins, Adeline Contos, Grace Adams, and Olivia Devereaux. The doubles winners were Claire Fitzgerald and Sophie Litterer. The Gloucester boys tennis team beat Pope John in its playoffs yesterday. The Fishermen notched a 4-1 decision with number one singles player Shane Whitfield leading the way. The Northeastern Conference has selected Peabody High School's Brooke Lemazny as its Girls Lacrosse Player of the Year. She's the area's leading scorer with 73 goals and 41 assists. Peabody coach Michelle Roach was named Coach of the Year. Peabody and Beverly tied for the Dunn Division title, while Swampscott won the Lynch Division Championship. And the Red Sox lost 5-1 in Milwaukee last night. The series with the Brewers wraps up this afternoon. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.